Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Well, well, well. Sorry for missing the podcast last week. This is episode 14?
I don't know. 14? 13? 14? 15?
I thought last time was like episode 13 because it was like bad luck or some shit.
I don't know.
13 for bad luck.
Well, we can't even keep track of our own podcast. But anyways, welcome to Super Mega Cast. We are your hosts, Matt Watson and
Ryan McGee.
From Super Mega.
Hello.
Of course. But we're here. We're so sorry about missing last week, like Ryan said. You know,
we've
got a little
just been
busy.
Very busy, very fucking busy lately. A lot of stuff has changed.
Ryan, why don't you tell us why we've been so busy?
We picked up some jobs.
Oh yeah,
and those jobs are being the editors of Game Grumps, Kitty Cat Gaming, and Oni Plays, as well as continuing our editing practice on Super Mega and
that
just our
is
general.
Right.
Don't be scared. We're still releasing a video a day. That is our goal: a video a day, and we. Hopefully we'll always reach it unless sometimes we get too busy, but hopefully we're getting backlogged enough at this point to where it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
But that is why we have been just so busy and why, like, I think there have been two times within the past month that we have missed out on a video.
Yeah, guys, super sorry about all that, but you do have to understand how super busy we have been. But do not worry, that will not affect the quality of Super Mega. In fact, we are actually unveiling like a multi-step plan right now to basically like explode this channel with so much more solid, better, fun content for you guys.
Yeah, like we're gonna up our game a little bit.
We're gonna really, really kick it up.
Yeah, just hopefully more live action stuff.
That's what I
really want to do. Movie review series. That's still a thing. The intro's ready. It's just here's the thing. I don't want to just start on just some movie. I want to have the perfect first episode. Like, I want that one movie that we could start out on to like make to let people know like this is gonna be a fun conversational piece of entertainment movies.
Also, we need to set up a set. We're working on like set design ideas and stuff, but we actually want to get like an actual nice little set for our movie reviews, not just like so. But yeah, that is official. We are now members of the Game Grumps team. We are both the editors, like Ryan stated. We edit all the Game Grumps videos, so hooray!
And Kitty Cat Gaming and Oni Plays.
Yeah, those too. But
also, we are announcing that we're the editors of Super Mega.
Yeah, believe it or not, guys, we are the editors for Super Mega. We'll probably do a face reveal at some point. Maybe at 20 subscribers, we'll do a face reveal. But also, expect to see us in a lot more Game Grumps videos, doing things on like Steam Train and Grumpcade, stuff like that. So
a lot more guests in the future, definitely.
Yeah, we have a lot of guests.
Yeah, whether it's like us being guests somewhere else or
them coming on the podcast, because
guys,
I know we said it a while back, but we really do have some guests lined up for the podcast that I think will be very exciting. We have a couple of little secret guests that we're getting on. A lot of people confirmed, some people we are trying to get on, but that stuff is coming. So if you're getting sick of us just talking back and forth, just the two of us, don't worry, you'll have some sweet comedic relief soon from a cool guest.
Of course, and just changes will be happening to the channel within the following few weeks or months. And
but not bad changes.
Not bad changes. Don't be
people
surprised.
People hear that. They hear yeah. There's changes coming and they go, oh,
nothing's no! actually changing about the content that we're posting.
Nope.
It's like we just want to...
Changing some formats
yeah.
and stuff.
And, you know, maybe a sketch comedy will start making an appearance on Super Mega
a little more
you know, as we get more backlogged and have more time to really focus on that. But
which
changes,
we will.
Yep. Changes are going to be made. They're good changes. And it's not like we're only going to be uploading a video every other day. Nothing like that. Still a video a day of whether it's a vlog, gaming content, podcast, you know, all that. Still gonna be good. Don't worry. I know there's a clusterfuck of keyboards trying to contemplate what 140 characters will perfectly summarize their emotions about this on Twitter. So,
yeah, but guys, that is basically the general gist of everything coming up. We are, you know, contemplating the possibility of expanding other platforms, whether it be Patreon or opening a PO box. You know, just a lot of fun stuff. And we are gonna be opening a PO box soon. And we will do some fan mail videos if you guys want to send us some cool stuff.
And we will shut that shit down really fast if you abuse it.
If you send us bad things in the mail or make it like iDubbbz P.O. Box had. iDubbbz got a P.O. Box and like the post office shut it down for investigation of hate mail because people were addressing him like the N-word and stuff. And also not to mention probably a few changes coming to the podcast. Basically, we're thinking of, I don't know, maybe... changing up the format, making it a little more structured. Who knows? But yeah, we have a lot of big changes coming. Some branding changes, some video, so a lot of new shows on the channel.
Essentially, it's not like we're a marketing team up in a fucking room going, now how can we make our content more consumable to viewers? It's more of us we want to be proud of the content we put out there. And we recently just went through and changed all the titles and like actually came out with a format of titling that we are now happy with. And we went... just last night, and just changed everything.
Every video title,
yeah.
Because, I don't know, we want to get away more from, like, the clickbait style of Let's Players. You know, a lot of Let's Players do that mega clickbait, like, titles.
And you know, we've
There's
done
nothing
it.
Wrong with that,
with
yeah.
our sketch comedy channels, we've done it before. We get the game, but at this point, we feel like we can grow without doing that.
We're comfortable where we are with views and everything, and we want to focus on making the... best content that we do strongly care what you guys think, but at the end of the day, Ryan and I really like this thing is our little passion project, and we want to make what makes us feel happy. It would be a huge disservice to ourselves if we were making content that we weren't happy with.
Because when we first started the channel, you know, we had all these ideas, and now it's kind of like, okay, now we're reeling it in and we're molding it to the product and to the entertainment that we are proud of and that we want to put out there.
Because, you know, we got a little comfortable with where we were in the channel, and then we were like, no, you know what, no. This is something that... Because here's the thing at the end of the day, you and I live out here in Los Angeles, and one of the biggest reasons we're out here is to pursue this.
Yeah.
Like, this channel... We want to, you know, not make cheap content. We want to make content that makes you guys smile and makes us smile. And, like, you know, everyone wins.
Yay. Speaking of cheap content, we saw Sausage Party.
Oh, yeah. Let's get a little... I swear, guys, we're going to move these movie reviews to an actual show of their own.
Yeah,
let's get this week's movie review going.
Okay. Sausage Party is a movie... starring Seth Rogen, what is it? Kristen Wiig, Michael Cera,
Edward Norton.
Yeah, John Cena.
Yeah, John Cena. Is John C. Reilly in it?
I don't think so.
It has
Paul Rudd's in it.
It also has, what's his face?
Who are you thinking of?
Danny McBride.
Okay, yep.
Danny McBride.
Who do you remember who the voice of the douche was? Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. Really I thought,
Yo, bro, I'm a fucking douche.
That wasn't Edward Norton?
No, Edward Norton was the, Jewish bagel.
I don't know who did the voice. It was not a good movie, though.
No, did not, like it.
Let's talk about what we didn't like about Sausage Party.
I would say the animation style, but at the same time, I realize it's a low budget film because, you know, with marketing purposes, you can't really advertise this movie and expect a big pull of cash from an R-rated animated like stoner flick that deals with food in general, or just any animated adult film being having a wide release. You're not, the studios, I don't think, are really expecting that big of a payback.
Basically, for me, what I didn't like about Sausage Party was it's like, it's a good concept for an animated movie. I just feel like it was like very cheap, and the writing, and I don't know, I feel like just every joke was really just like,
it was a pun, it was a food pun. Yeah, every joke was a food pun.
It was the lowest hanging fruit, and I feel like they could have gotten a lot more clever. Oh yeah, low hanging fruit.
There you go.
I feel like they could have written it a lot more clever. And then the animation, like, wasn't terrible, but the weirdest thing to me, and
the racist stereotype.
Well, yeah, that. But was the character designs of the humans. The humans looked atrocious.
Yeah, they did. And I don't know whether that's to blame of the, like, could they have made them better looking?
Yes,
because I don't know whether
I didn't like the shapes of their heads. Like, they had weird head shapes.
I wasn't sure if that's like a low budget thing or like.
No, it doesn't matter the budget on what your character model like kind of looks like.
Yeah, it looked like early Pixar Sid from Toy Story 1 type of stuff. Where the
that's a perfect way to
very
say
very flat and plastic like. Where the toys look fine because toys are fake to begin with, but then. Like, the food looks fine because food is, like, very easy to kind of
pristine.
Make cartoonish. Yeah.
But it was also their, just, like, the way they shaped their noses and jaws and eyes. They were very, like, early cartoonish, and I didn't really like that. Now, I did, though, however, like, a lot of the designs of the food characters,
mm-hmm.
and that was my favorite part of the movie, I'd say, was the designs of all the different foods and stuff.
I thought the I don't know, it just was kind of... The hot dog buns, I didn't like.
Yeah, I actually didn't like them because their mouths being sideways were weird to me. And also what I don't like is I don't like the animation style where eyeballs are just white spheres that float in midair. I hate when they do
that.
Like, just put it on the thing. Like, the honey mustard in the movie had, like, the floating eyes and eyebrows. And it just makes them look like, remember that little paperclip from Microsoft Word?
Yeah.
It looks like they should all be like those things.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. But that's just me, you know? That's just my opinion. If you like that... You know, everyone's got different tastes, so.
But in terms of storytelling, it's your typical Seth Rogen movie when it comes to the shock humor. And like other movies, it worked well. Like with This Is the End. I really liked that. I thought it was good. Pineapple Express is another good Seth Rogen movie. But like this one, it just, like, it's weird. It's almost like when you put the immaturity in something that's already thought of to be immature as like a cartoon. It really is a double-edged sword.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. This one kind of disappointed me for a Seth Rogen movie.
Yeah.
Which I know is kind of like, you were disappointed by a Seth Rogen movie? It's like, but I'm not saying Seth Rogen's this amazing writer, but like Ryan said, a lot of his movies have been like, they're some of my favorite comedy movies ever. Like, mm-hmm. This Is the End. I actually really, popular to contrary belief, I really do like The Interview a lot.
Contrary to popular belief, my man.
What did I say?
Popular to contrary belief.
Did I really say that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that.
Sure. That. But I actually really did like The Interview. And This Is the End. And I haven't seen Pineapple Express, but...
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
I don't know. You should. Pineapple Express is decent.
Those movies are funny because they're like, you know, they're clever. And
yeah.
Yeah, they are loaded with dumb jokes. They're just, they're a lot funnier. And
I'd recommend Nice Guys, by the way. I don't know. That's just, I'd recommend anyone go see Nice Guys. It's the movie.
I do want to see it.
Not Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Gosling and, I forgot his name. He was in Les Miserables and he was also in Gladiator and
Green Room.
Dumb Robin Hood movie.
John Candy.
No. Whatever his fucking name is, damn it, he's bigger than I'll ever be. So if I forget his name, I don't think a tear will be shed. So
I just shed one tear.
We'll make sure to have our shit known when it comes to the movie reviews. Like, we'll have the IMDb page pulled up and all that.
Yeah,
shit,
we're gonna do like a little research and stuff. Don't worry.
Yeah,
but I am very excited for the next movie that Seth Franco and James Rogan. What the fuck am I saying?
No, that's how I always accidentally call Aaron and Danny.
Yeah,
I call
Darren
them
and
Darren
Annie.
And Annie. I'm like, so where are Darren and Annie, dude?
Oh yeah, but I seriously didn't mean to say that. James Franco and Seth Rogen. There we go. I'm really excited for the new movie that they're producing right now about the cult hit The Room.
Yes, I really want to see, what is it called, The Disaster Artist?
No, that's the book.
Okay.
It's based off the book called The Disaster Artist, which I'm sure most people listening know what The Room is, but in case you don't, it is known as one of the worst movies of all time.
So bad it's good.
Yeah, exactly. So basically...
Or enjoyable, sorry, entertaining. Yeah. So bad it's entertaining.
But basically... They're making, like, one of the cast members from The Room wrote a book about, like, how awful it was. So now, like, James Franco and Seth Rogen are writing a movie based on, like, the production of the movie The Room. And it's got, like, a bunch of big people in it. It's got, like, Nathan Fielder. Well, not that he's that big. He's just my favorite.
Love
They've got
Nathan
Bryan
Fielder,
Cranston's going to be in it.
Yeah.
Seth...
Which, we need to see The Infiltrator. We missed that. It came out in theaters and we missed it.
The Infiltrator?
Yeah.
Oh, with Bryan Cranston. Yeah. Yeah. I do want to see that.
Which you and I hopefully plan to see two movies this weekend.
Yes. What are those movies, Ryan?
I forgot the name of the...
Incubus?
Is that
Succubus?
What it is? No. It's the first one is War Dogs, and then the other one is going to be...
It's not Incubus?
No, Incumbent? It's a movie with Daniel Radcliffe where he goes undercover as a...
Neo-Nazi.
Yeah.
Like a white supremacist.
Yeah. It actually got some decent reviews, so I'm excited for both of those movies.
Yeah, no, they both look really good.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun little weekend of movies.
Well, as we get farther along in the year, movies do tend to become better because Oscar bait movies type of stuff.
Wait.
Usually comes out in November and December and past that because they don't release till later in the year. They're just made in the year so they can still contend for the Oscars.
Yeah. And actually, recently, I think they were filming a Christmas movie near our apartment.
Yeah,
because,
I saw that.
For a couple of days, like, at the end of our street that our apartment's on, it was just decorated with Christmas decorations. Like, all the trees with ribbons and, like, all the windows had, like, Merry Christmas and stuff in them. So, I think they might have been filming a Christmas movie, like, right by where we live.
Yeah.
Or it was just, like, a Christmas in July type of thing.
Okay, just so there's a final nail in the coffin, let's just final thoughts on Sausage Party. I did not get any entertainment out of it. I was watching it, and I didn't laugh. I maybe chuckled because it was like those sarcastic chuckles.
A sly chortle.
It's almost like you chuckle to let yourself know you get the reference, like that someone makes type of thing. But it's
common courtesy chuckle.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, I can't honestly recommend it to anybody. Of course, I won't say don't go see it. I can say, if you want to see it, give it a shot, but I do not recommend it.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with Ryan. I was a little more entertained by it than Ryan was. Like, I didn't think it was a good movie, but I was slightly entertained watching it, but part of that was because it was bad, kind of that entertainment you get, and I wouldn't really want to watch it again unless I was intoxicated, then I'd probably enjoy it a lot more.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But there are a lot of movies that are better intoxicated, but we'll not gonna go.
We'll save that for our high movie review series.
Yeah.
Coming soon. Yeah, but
that would be great.
Just we do.
That would be awesome.
Let's do high Let's Plays.
You get so many good ideas.
Like what did you want to do? What did you want to call it? High Score?
Yeah, I wanted to call it High Score. Yeah.
And it's like you just get absolutely baked and then just do Let's
play,
Plays.
Yeah, play a video game. It's like a little mini show.
Let's do it.
That was an idea I had. That would be
if you guys want to see it, let us know. Speaking of weed, honestly like cannot say how awesome it is working in the Game Grumps office.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's so cool.
We get to use you guys have actually noticed the sound quality. We just, you know, we record in the Grump studio.
Yeah, we went from recording on our couch in our apartment that had like very echoey and cars would honk outside to this amazing recording sound studio that the Grumps record all of their stuff in.
I don't know if you can tell from the commentary, but I feel more
relaxed.
I feel more relaxed.
Same.
And I just feel, I feel better when we're just shooting the shit.
It's basically this little box of a room that has nice soft carpet. It's got a really nice couch in the middle. But yeah, guys, so from now on, we're recording in here, which is like what Ryan said, why the mic quality sounds so much better.
Yeah.
I kind of want to get a moped.
Like, you were saying that. I don't feel you on the moped. I want to go to, like, I haven't seen a Walmart or anything, but I want to go to, like, a Target, or I want to go to, like, some store where I can buy, like, just a little motorized scooter.
Yeah, but yeah, and I'm talking about, like, for driving in the street to get from point A to point B.
No, like, I don't know. I just feel like driving around, like, our area, it's just standing up scooter should do.
But then I could just, like, zip around on a little moped. You can get them for cheap. I'd let you use it whenever you wanted.
What if I just was complacent with my Fiat? It's the same size of a moped.
Like, basically, if I took, like, a tarp and wrapped it around, like, myself while I was on a moped, it's like driving a Fiat.
It's like, oh, there's Ryan.
There's Ryan in his tiny little black car. I love the bumper sticker on the back you have that says keep calm and carry on.
I don't have that on my car.
No, it's a big decal on the roof of the car.
Nope.
So from an aerial view, it just says keep calm and carry on with the British flag.
If I did. Oh,
Ryan's big into that stuff.
I also have pray for Paris on my license plate. And I love mom on my bicep.
Child of a terrific kid. My child's a terrific kid. Remember those? Like if you did good enough in school, you'd get one of those like, my child is a terrific kid.
Oh, yeah.
With good grades or whatever.
And they were called the Terrific Kid Awards.
Yeah, and all the parents would put them on their bumper sticker, and it's like, I don't give a shit if your kid is smart. Like, stop bragging, you little cunt.
I felt bad because I was never really that terrific of a kid.
My sister always
I wasn't like a straight A, you know?
I was a B student and all throughout school.
I was in AP classes and shit in high school. When I got into college, I realized what my, you know, I mean, I realized what my passion was in fifth grade. I remember that.
Kissing men.
Yep. Filmmaking while kissing men. But so it was, I don't know, in college, it was just like this thing of, wait a second, I'm preparing to like do what I want to do, but they're teaching me all the stuff that we did in high school. Like I didn't, why is there room to be taught bullshit and to waste money in college? I didn't agree with that. And I mean, for a lot of people, it does work. It just kind of keeps your mind working, I guess. But for me, I didn't want to fill it with a bunch of bullshit. I wanted to fill it with the stuff that, you know, I like and I wanted to do. And so I dropped out, but that was with the safety cushion of Syndigo, but wasn't too big of a safety cushion. Honestly, I mean, I still worked at Food Lion and stuff.
Yeah. So. Well, contrary to popular belief, I didn't say
popular to the contrary belief. Yeah.
It's surprisingly hard to get to the point of a YouTube channel being successful. And it's even harder to make money on YouTube because people think like they hear about these millionaires on YouTube and they make it look easy. And it's not like even with a lot of subscribers, it's really hard to make like even just an okay amount of money. The people that make a lot of money are the people that get really lucky and have like millions and millions and millions. If you don't have millions of subscribers, it's hard to make money on YouTube.
I mean, hundreds of thousands, you can probably make it.
Yeah, you can make some good money.
The thing about it with you and I is that we split it 50-50, so it cuts the revenue of our channel in half.
Plus taxes and stuff like that. Especially in California.
Look, we're not complaining. We get to do what we love at all.
We're just talking about like the general, you know, financial state of working on YouTube.
You have a better chance of making money, the average person, if you go to college, get a degree, and get a job and actually become a productive member of society.
Unlike two grown men who just play video games and say
you're not even 21. You're not a grown man, Matt.
I'm 20, Ryan. That's grown. That's plenty grown. Do you remember?
Plenty grown.
Do you remember when you were like 16? How like 20 looked like a big adult to you?
Yeah. Like, well, I remember when 18 looked like a big number.
I remember when 16 was like, oh my god.
I remember the moment where the only way I remember this age is because of the thought process I had. I was like, wow, in 3 years, I'll be able to drive. So I was 12. Yeah. I remember that thought at 12, just, oh, in 3 years, I'm going to drive. And then in 3 years after that, I get to smoke cigarettes.
Whoa! Like 20 looked so old from when I was younger. Like, it's like, wow, by then you got it figured out and you're an adult and you have responsibilities and romance. And then, like, I get to 20 and I'm like, wow, I don't feel old at all. I'm still a kid, especially because all of my friends out in California, I don't have any friends that are my age. You're the closest friend to me and you're 22.
Yeah. I mean,
and then it's 24, 25, and then like 29, 26. I don't know. There's ones in between.
Yeah.
But it's like a lot of my really good friends out here are like 29, like, and it's just weird being like back in high school, being friends with someone like 2 grades older than you or 3 grades older than you was like taboo almost. And now, like, all of our friends, like, Brian is more than twice my age, and we're really good yep. friends. Ninja Brian from Ninja Sex Party.
Ooh, also member of the game Grumps,
member of the gaming Grumpy Men.
This is a Ninja Sex Party. Yeah, I just look at people that are my age and. For example, Grayson, who was in Syndigo's first video, is Rodney.
Love Grayson, big lovable man.
He's now, congratulations to him. He is becoming a father, and he has a wife. And it's just all these changes are happening. And one of my other friends, Gray, he got engaged.
Yeah, he's getting married.
He got a job. And
you're like watching everyone that you grew up with
grow up,
suddenly become like adult members of society.
It's scary, dude. It's because of what I do, you know, making YouTube videos to where it's an accomplishment and I love what I do, but it just feels like I'm a child and I'm immature in the ways that my friends are growing and they're getting these lives that when you're young, you think about and you're like, I would like to be married and have kids and I would like to have this job that I can, you know, come home from. And you think of this kind of a nuclear family setup and it's not like that. And like age comes up on you fast. Like I didn't think I'd be thinking about kind of like my big overall future at the age of 21.
Yeah.
But I mean, certain things happen, certain things come to light where it kind of wakes you up and you have to take accountability for what you do and you just have to do it, regardless if that's, you know, our job of working on YouTube or if you're, you know, someone who's becoming a father or, you know, getting a new job and, you know, all that. It's just, I don't know, rant, blah, blah,
you know,
blah, blah.
Ryan, I completely agree with you on that. But at the same time, I couldn't be like more happy with what we get to do.
Exactly. No. Yeah.
Doing this.
I know that it's just like
it's weird. You know, I feel you on how weird it is.
Yeah. It's just looking at them and seeing like that is how most people, like that's how the average person kind of will go about their life. And we're taking a
different path.
And in a way, it makes me like question. It's like, am I doing the right thing? Will this pay off in some odd years, the same way a college degree and internships and jobs would have technically, but I'm having so much fun with this and I'm getting to do what I love.
We have amazing friends. Like, honestly, the people that are in our life right now are like the best people I've ever met. And Ryan and I could not be more happy with what we do and who we know. So it's fun.
Bazinga.
Bazinga, bing bong.
There it is.
Every now and then I see people with like just a big Bazinga shirt.
Mm-hmm.
and just it either says Bazinga or it has like Shellman's face on it.
Yeah.
And says Bazinga. I love those shirts. I want to get one really bad.
But even like even just talking about what we do and being proud of it, I look at other people's stuff. Like, for example, Rich Chiga. And I'm like, holy shit, he's 16 and he's doing this shit.
He's 16?
Yeah.
What?
He's young.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I thought he was like 24.
No, he's like 16.
What the hell?
I know.
Yeah, go check out Rich Chiga on YouTube because it's an Indonesian kid named Brian Emmanuel and he makes like hilarious videos and incredible rap.
He's talented.
He is incredibly talented.
Please don't harass him.
And please don't go... Super Mega sent me here.
Yeah, I just
yes. Or don't go fucking comment whenever I link you to a video on Twitter. Don't go comment yes and daddy likes on it. You guys ruin it.
It's man, I love you, but like I understand it to an extent, but at the same time,
it's like
it's not respecting the people that we have respect for.
Like if I tweet a song that is really like special to me, and I just mm-hmm. want to like share it with people. And then I go in the comments later and it's like, yes. And just like, daddy likes. It's like, oh, it's tainted.
Look,
we love you guys, though. We're not bashing you.
We just realize that, you know, we recommend these people. So people who are actually interested.
You don't need to brand us on everyone.
Yeah. Well, it's like we recommend these people because we legitimately really like their content. And we want more people to find out about their content, even though they may have more views. But like, I don't know. I didn't know about him, so other people might not.
Yeah, Rich Chiga's hilarious.
Yeah,
I would love to collaborate with him.
So when we do this, it just seems weird to have this kind of marketing structure that our fans have created to, like, kind of, you know, tag us on our recommendation to them as our fan base. It's just an odd little thing that I don't completely understand.
Fan bases are hard to understand, right? Mm-hmm. They are an enigma within themselves.
Grateful for them, but confused as fuck by them nonetheless.
Sometimes aroused by them.
Nope. No.
No, never.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, yeah.
Except for some of that smut you guys drop. Boy, does it turn me on.
Woo! Are you ever going to get a tattoo?
Yes, I want to. I honestly, like, I really do want to get a few tattoos. And I have a strategy, not a strategy, but a piece of advice my cousin Drew gave me. She said that if you want a tattoo, it's such a big lifelong commitment. So what you got to do is you want a tattoo, think about what you want, and then wait exactly 1 year. And then when that year comes, if you still want it, get it. But odds are you probably will have changed your mind by then, which is good. So if it's a tattoo that you actually really want, you should wait a year and then shazam.
I didn't do that.
You stupid idiot.
I waited a few months. I waited probably half
a year.
I waited probably half a year.
There you go. I'm talking about people that will literally like one afternoon be like, I want a butterfly.
Give me an anchor that says I love mom.
Give me an anchor that says I love anchor. Dude, I want to get that tattoo. It just says I love anchor.
I love anchor. Yeah. I mean, I have two tattoos myself. One on my...
Yeah, I like your tattoos though.
Yeah.
They represent you very well.
Yeah, I always kind of stand by it. I have the Iron Giant on my right shoulder.
Because ever since I've known you, I have known that you are a massive fan of the Iron Giant.
Love that movie.
And it touches you.
Thank you,
in a
Brad Bird.
Sexual way.
Brad Bird touched me in a lovely way during that movie. And then I also have the Infinity Triangle on my left leg, which
is... It's a
pretty
little tattoo.
Yeah, it's the colors of Syndigo, and it's, you know, made in memoriam of, you know, our good friend Daniel Kyer, who unfortunately is not with us anymore. But it's just to, you know, remember him. And I always,
it's
I don't mind people, like, that, you know, get tattoos just for the sake of getting them.
It's
some people,
body,
some people, yeah, some people look at them as an art form, and other people look at them as, like, ways of expressing yourself. There's different ways to go about tattoos. Sometimes it's almost like it's a cool little accessory. There's no problem with that. But the way I choose to look at it is I want these to be meaningful, and it's almost like they're a part of me now. Like, it's weird to think about, like, that's your skin. That's what your skin looks like now. That part of your skin.
Yeah.
Like, it's marked. And if I want, and if I'm going to be marked with something, I want to be something that
meaningful.
Made an impact and something meaningful. And these two tattoos, I'm definitely very proud of. And that's why It's like after the Iron Giant, I didn't know what I was going to do for a tattoo. And then unfortunately, Daniel passed away. And, you know, then I got the, you know, I'm going to get this tattoo. And now it's like, I don't know. Like,
do you want to get more?
I would love to get more, but I have no idea what
I would get. Dude, let's go get a tattoo together.
I have to think about what I would get. I've had ideas. I don't want to share them, of course, but I've just had ideas of different tattoos and just kind of like how I want them to kind of spread throughout my body in general.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, you want to, you have this, you know, maybe I'll get something on my arm and some on my back, some here. You know, people have, you know, I want tattoos here, here, here. I'm kind of like that. I have certain areas where I would like a tattoo.
I want a tattoo of a tattoo on my tattoo.
Yes. Ha ha. I love Anchor.
But, I love Anchor.
But I don't know. Have you thought about what you would want?
Yeah. Okay. Now, this is going to sound really weird, and you're probably laughing, thinking that's a terrible idea, but I've been thinking about it for, like, 7 months. I don't know, dude. I feel like such a big part of me growing up was The Simpsons, and I would love to get the fish that has three eyes somewhere. Just that little Simpsons fish.
You could do that.
Like, because it does have meaning to me. It's like a callback to my childhood and how I always drew these weird cartoons, and it was, like, my life, and how The Simpsons, like, growing up, my mom would go out to like book club or something, and my dad and I would stay home and watch The Simpsons. And I don't know, people would look at it and be like, "Wow, that's a fucking stupid tattoo."
Did you have the DVDs of The Simpsons? I used to collect.
Hell
like,
yeah,
the
I had the DVDs of The Simpsons, dude.
The DVD box sets of each season of The Simpsons.
They were great.
They like were each like decorated differently. It wasn't just a fucking disc.
I know.
It was so cool.
Like all the different discs. Like I remember, I had one. I think it was season 9 was one of the ones I had that I remember very well. It was themed like a movie premiere. So like all the discs were like them in dressing rooms, like looking in the mirror. Like, so each disc had a different character, and like the outside was like decorated like a red carpet premiere. Like, unfortunately they changed it, which isn't that bad of a change, but they eventually changed it. So the box sets of the Simpsons, even these, each one was just a different character's face on it, which I kind of liked. I don't know, dude, maybe you and I should put our money together and we should get like a big Simpsons collection of every season on DVD.
I would like that. The standout seasons are definitely the earlier seasons. Oh, I know everyone says that, but it's the fucking truth.
I think around like from 5 to 12, or probably seasons 4 to 12, okay, I think are the best seasons for me.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I can't remember what season it was, but it's the season where they introduced Sideshow Bob. I really liked that season.
Yeah, that whole little like subplot where he wants to kill Bart.
Yeah, I love that shit, dude.
I always wanted to get Sideshow Mel as a tattoo, too.
Really?
You know, the guy with the pale face and the like the green afro with the bone going through his hair? I love that. I feel like that'd be a funny tattoo. And then also, I don't know, We should get like a big TV on DVD box set collection going. Like we should get a cool bookshelf for our apartment.
Breaking Bad bin.
Oh, the drum?
The barrel.
Yeah, the
drum
big barrel.
Box set
cool.
Where it came with the documentary. The documentary is so I really
on the making
liked
of
it.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Ooh, I want to watch that.
Yeah, because in the documentary they have the table read of the last episode with Aaron Paul and Bryan Cranston. Really fucking good. There are some other good shows. I mean, I like The Office.
I'm going to be honest, man. King of the Hill. Love it.
King of the Hill's so good. I remember even when I was young, I enjoyed it. It was weird because like I didn't like Beavis and Butthead that much.
I love Beavis and Butthead.
But I loved King of the Hill. I used to like Family Guy. Not my thing anymore.
Well, it's like
I love South Park. South Park to me is, I think,
it's so
my
genius.
Favorite animated show.
But the thing about Family Guy is that it seems today that all you see is violence in movies
and sex on
TV.
But where are those good old fucking dumbass values, freak?
On which we used to rely.
No.
Happy there's a
stop.
Simpsons.
I never saw the Simpsons Family Guy crossover.
I didn't either. I don't think I wanted to.
Yeah.
It would feel too weird. It'd feel like having sex with a family member.
It'd feel like someone was pulling down the pants of a well-respected individual and just shaming them in front of the entire
world. You're like,
world.
Oh, I'm about to see their penis, and if it's small, I will have no respect for them anymore.
Yeah, I like them just standing up to doing their own thing. I don't know what this person is doing, pulling down their pants and shaming them in front of me.
Sorry, that was a really dumb, buffoonish laugh, but what you were saying
buffoonish laugh?
Reminded me of something that happened while I was in high school. So there was this kid that went to my high school. No names here, but there was this kid, and I didn't really know him.
We'll give him a name just for the story, so people can... let's call him...
Richard.
Richard.
He's going to be Richard.
Okay.
So Richard was a bit of a goofy dude. You know, he was a nice dude, but he was a bit goofy. Looked a little goofy, acted a little goofy. Nice guy though. And if Richard, you're listening to this, I love you. But there was another kid, a little bit mean. There was a kid. I'll give him the name.
Why would you call out Richard when that's not even his name?
Just in case.
Richard, if you're listening.
Richard.
It's not even his name.
Richard, I love you.
You're talking to him, but it's not. Okay, go on.
So then let's give another kid. Let's give him the name Brandon, all right? So Brandon was a little bit of an edgy out there kid.
So wait, are you replacing Brandon with Richard, or is Brandon different from Richard?
No, Brandon's a different kid.
Okay.
One day Richard was at lunch, standing up, and Brandon came and, with one swift motion, withdrew the boy's slacks down to his legs. But with his slacks also came his underpants.
Oh.
And, Richard's little meaty bits were
little meaty bits.
Exposed to a large portion of students.
What about teachers?
Not that I know of, but basically a lot of girls saw his penis.
Was it a tiny little boy penis?
From what I heard, I didn't see it, but from what I heard, yes, it was pretty small. But then again, dude, this is all high school like rumors going around. This did actually happen, but yeah, but basically. A lot of people saw his penis. And then what happened next? It's just heartbreaking.
Shocked the world.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. He just kind of stood there and like pulled his pants back up and just like broke down into tears and then just ran away. Just I've been like, dude, Brandon looked like the biggest asshole in the world at that moment.
Because he was an asshole.
I know. And the kid. It gets worse.
Fuck him. That's high school.
That's where
kids are the shittiest.
I know. And Richard runs to the principal's office crying. And dude, his mom had to come pick him up from school. His mom had to come get him early.
Now show me what you were embarrassed of. Now that's not something to be embarrassed of.
God, I'm sorry.
But like, I remember I saw his mom picking him up. I was in Spanish class and I looked out the window and I saw him like kind of sniffling and getting in his car or something. I don't really remember. It was years ago, but I just feel so bad for him. That's such like a shitty story. Imagine how embarrassing that was for him. That was like a nightmare.
Afterwards, did he fall into a vat of acid and become the antagonizer?
Yeah. Ryan, no. Ryan. God damn it. I see it. I see the audio wave of it. It's huge. It's
just, I'm still getting the stinky wave of it.
Oh my God. By the way,
speaking of low hanging
someone on Twitter named Nothing But Lag made a compilation of every time in Super Mega or
Justin,
about every time we have burped or expelled any form of bodily gas. So you should go watch that. We tweeted it out. It's funny. It had me goofing. He even put some edits in there where he I won't spoil it, but he did little remixes and stuff, and it's a surprisingly well-made fan video that is hilarious. So
yeah,
and it deserves views.
And instead of going, hey, Super Mega sent us, maybe you can watch it and give him some compliments on the work that he put into it.
And you know what?
Instead of the few seconds we
said,
and like, yeah, instead of the
Daddy
few,
like,
instead of the few.
That's the tattoo I want to get.
An interrupting Ryan tattoo?
I like to interrupt Ryan. I'm gonna get that tattooed on one of your tattoos, like just through your tattoo.
Oh, God.
I'm interrupting Ryan. Continue, Ryan.
The video game. I forgot. My mind's not... it's a bit cloudy.
Yeah.
With a chance of meatballs.
My mind is very cloudy at the moment.
With a chance of meatballs, dude? Two?
Three?
The escape
Continental ones. Drift.
Continental Drift.
Cloudy with a chance of meatballs, three. Game over.
Game over. Is that the Spy Kids 3 one?
Yeah.
Game over.
What did you say earlier?
I don't know.
It was something the Island of Lost Dreams.
I don't know.
The Passion of the Christ. No, I already said that one.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump 2, The Island of Lost Dreams.
I just...
Go to that channel and check it out. And you know, if you like it, maybe you could subscribe, because
he does funny gaming.
His edits are good. His edits are very good.
I watched a video recently where he made me in like Saints Row, and it was just like he was like Ryan, what do you want to wear? I hear they have a sweater vest sale. Then it just cuts to like my character running like blazingly fast with like flames. I'm like, oh boy, the fucking jacket vest. Sorry, the jacket vest.
The classic jacket Ryan vest. Jacket yep. vest.
I don't wear them anymore. Undershirt. I don't wear them anymore.
It's not cold enough yet. I know.
I know. I'm going to move back to them.
You're gonna mix that with sweatpants or gym shorts.
Yep, I have a denim jacket
vest.
Jest.
Hey, man, you rock it. Dude, Ryan, you should start a fashion line, like a clothing line. And it's just like black gym shorts, flip-flops, just a
different
denim
kinds
jacket
of like
vest.
Very comfortable clothes, like a very comfortable
a Hawaiian
clothing
shirt.
Line. Dude, the Hawaiian shirt I'm wearing right now, the material is so fucking
comfortable. Let me feel it.
Like, imagine wearing this. Yeah. Like, it just falls really nice and neat. It's not like a tight material.
I got this shirt at, where did I get this shirt? H&M? No, I got this shirt
H&M's at... H&M's good.
I think I actually got this shirt from, like, a Walmart pack of, like, five plain colored shirts.
The only problem with H&M for me is that it's, like, fun-sized, so it doesn't really fit me all too well.
Yeah, their clothes fit me. You know what store...
Because you're a skinny little man!
Uniqlo fits me really well. Because
it's all,
store.
Like, it's...
For, like, skinny Japanese people.
Yeah.
So I have a hardest time finding pants that fit me, though, because my size is, like, 29-34 or 28-34. And everyone's probably like, oh, gasp.
I just need a clothing store that caters to
Ryan's needs.
White men.
That's the name of the store, Ryan's Needs.
Ryan's Needs.
You come in.
On Ryan's knees.
Just like, dude, I would love to take you shopping one day to get you some new Ryan clothes.
I like my Ryan clothes.
No, just more of those Ryan clothes. That's
yeah.
All. Let's make a vlog.
I love my flip-flops,
dude. Let's make like an MTV like fashion show vlog, but we're just going out and getting you like gym shorts. Like,
and I have to be like, now these gym shorts, because there are certain types of gym shorts that are more comfortable than others. These are really comfortable. Other gym shorts, sometimes their band is very thick and it's a little more tight, even though it's the same size. This is a very loose band.
I can tell you're
and
really it has stretching your pants open right now.
Yeah, and it has a, and see how far I can stretch them, but like they still stay on.
I saw your penis.
What about here?
God, put your penis away, dude. He just pulled it out of the side. Ryan, we're in the Rump's recording room. Put that. Jesus Christ! Literally just like showing me his penis. Sorry, but we'll go get you a loose fitting pair of blue jeans. Ryan just snipped his finger after touching his crotch. I looked over and he's just casually just snipping his finger.
I was curious.
Yeah, it's actually impossible. I'm like, everyone's gonna be like, oh, but you know, it's everyone listening. 100% true. It is not possible to touch your nether regions and then not sniff your finger.
You have
everyone
to.
Everyone does it.
You're just wondering.
Everyone does it. Shut up. Shut the fuck up if you're like, that's disgusting. I'm more clean than that. No, doesn't matter how clean you are. It's like a natural curiosity. Everyone sniffs their hands after touching their balls.
It's like I'm tracking myself. Just, that's a Ryan. Oh, I'm Ryan.
Anyway, guys, we are going to be wrapping it up here in just a few moments. Just a few more announcements and stuff. We do have a lot of fresh content coming your way. And I know that we've been saying that since like 25,000 subscribers.
But we always have fresh content coming your way. But
yeah.
New type of
fresh
content.
We have a lot of new shows on the channel that are coming. A lot of new live action stuff. And, you know, P.O. Box, Patreon, and, whatever, stuff like that.
And we promise we're not No Man's Sky in it, you know, promising all these things.
And then being like, actually, yeah.
I love how people blame it on the hype when it was the fucking creator of the game and spokesperson for the game that lied. Deliberately lied. But anyways, one more thing before we go. We're black now, so.
Yeah, believe it or not. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening, and we will catch you next week on the next episode of Super Megacast. Every Thursday on YouTube, every Saturday on iTunes. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app,
answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.